Let us open our Bibles and read from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 15. Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 15. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." May the word of God be a blessing to us this Sunday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Gospels you have given us in your Bible, Lord. And Father, we pray as we continue to look at the Gospel according to Mark. And today, as we consider Christ beginning his preaching ministry, we pray, Lord, that we would listen to what Christ preached. And Lord, that we would listen to the Gospel that belongs to you, the Gospel of Christ. So help us, Lord, this Sunday we ask, and we commit this time, Lord, into your hands. Amen. Up until now, we have considered the first 13 verses of Mark chapter 1. The first 13 verses are speaking of preparation, in particular, a preparation for the work of Christ Jesus. John the Baptist was the messenger in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. He also prepared the hearts of the people by baptizing and preaching a baptism of repentance. John the Baptist prepared people to recognize Jesus as the Christ, as he declared Jesus to be the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we also see God the Father and the Holy Spirit publicly announcing who Jesus is, in saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Then we are told of Jesus' own preparation. By being baptized, he was living in obedience to his Father, and he was identifying himself with humanity. Christ's baptism was baptism unto righteousness. Then in verses 12 and 13, we see Christ driven to the wilderness, being tempted by Satan at all points, but without sin. We also see Christ learning obedience and adding righteousness to righteousness. The first 13 verses speak of Christ's preparation. Preparation for what? To fulfill his purpose, to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Later on in Mark chapter 1, Christ declares that this is his purpose, to preach. The task that was ahead of Christ was massive. And so we see in the first 13 verses, Jesus undergoing a great preparation. Now our text for today is verse 14 and 15 of Mark chapter 1. In today's text, we are told about the beginnings of Jesus' preaching ministry. Mark calls what Jesus preached the gospel. We know that the term gospel means good news, a good announcement. And that is exactly what Jesus came to bring and to preach. A favorable news. It is favorable and good because Jesus preached and revealed in himself the way of our redemption and salvation. In the past few months, our world has been shaken. No one could have predicted how an invisible virus would bring about such struggles and difficulties into our lives. Now, in times such as these, we can hold on to the good news that continues to be proclaimed. The gospel of Jesus is a message of truth. It is a message of sure hope. It is a message that changes lives. There are many things we may think are necessary to life and living. Our family and friends, a job, a pastime, exercising, and personal freedom. But as we have been struck by a pandemic and our nation was put on lockdown, many of the things we had thought were necessary for living were suddenly taken from us. Freedom was limited. Jobs were put on the line. Personal contact with family and friends were not allowed. Turning on the news, we would hear of people suffering mentally, physically, and even emotionally. And worst of all, we would see death tolls rising. Could we find any good news amidst the pandemic? We would applaud the NHS workers for their hard work. We were glad that the death toll was much lower than the confirmed COVID-19 cases. But these good news amidst the pandemic were short-lived, at least until someone close to us was deeply affected by it, or until our very own lives became riddled with uncertainties. Now, in our reading today, we are reminded of the true good news. When all things seem lost or broken or affected in a deeply negative way, the good news of Jesus Christ continues to stand firm. Even today, the message Jesus brought and preached continues to give hope to the lost. It continues to fix the broken. It continues to give life to what is dead. If there ever was a time to listen to the good news of Jesus Christ, today is that day. Wherever you are, there is nothing that is so necessary to our living as the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel that Jesus preached. In verse 14, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." You see, in the best of times and in the worst of times, in times of war and in times of peace, in times of freedom and in times of a pandemic and lockdown, the gospel, the good news of Jesus can never and will never be crushed and made void. Today we will consider what Jesus came to preach, namely what is stated in our text, the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is important that we once again, as Christians, come to rejoice and find hope in the kingdom of God. When Christ Jesus came, He brought in a breakthrough of God's kingdom into this fallen, broken, and sinful world. Just taking the last 5 months into account, I'm certain that we can all agree that we live in a broken world. For anyone to suggest that our world is not broken, that person is clearly living beyond the reality of life in our world today. This world is broken. Our world governments are failing. People are hurting. What hope can we find in this world? Now, our world did not break down 5 months ago. This world has been broken and fallen for a very long time. Look through the pages of history and show us a time, even a single moment, where every corner of this world was thriving simultaneously. Illnesses, disasters, wars, famine, pandemics, and death are a commonality through the eras of history. However, when everything of this world is evil and bad, there remains one thing. There is a gospel, a good news that echoes through the pages of history, that echoes through eternity, and that is the good news of the kingdom of God, the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, before we consider what the gospel of the kingdom of God is, let us take a moment to see why this is a gospel worth listening to, even today. You see, the gospel Jesus came preaching, the gospel we continue to preach today, is a gospel that belongs to God. It's not a gospel about God. No, it is a gospel that is God's. It belongs to Him. It is good news that has come from God Himself. In the Greek Bible and most of the other English versions, verse 14 is translated in this way: Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of God. We preach the gospel of God. This gospel belongs to God. It is of divine origin. It is not from the wisdom of man. No man could or can conceive of such a gospel poem from within their own mind. When men conceive of a gospel, it is about what we need to do. It is about self-improvement and self-righteousness. It is about getting onto God's good side and doing whatever we can to appease His anger. Man-made religions are futile and pointless. They just run their adherence to the ground. But a gospel that comes from God Himself, it is a sure gift to man. It is His righteousness, His justice, His love, His mercy and grace being poured out for His glory's sake and for the benefit of man. For the benefit of man. The gospel of God, the gospel of Christ, is God's announcement of salvation to sinful mankind in a broken world. When crisis hit, we begin to see our weaknesses. Through this pandemic, people are realizing how vulnerable they really are. They begin to look for hope in the world around them. But in the world, there is no sure hope. Because this virus has managed to put the entire world into lockdown. Now, when we preach the gospel of God, we are proclaiming something that is out of this world. You see, the virus and the brokenness of the world can in no way touch the things that belong to God. And so here's a reason why the gospel is worth listening to. especially at our current situation. The gospel of God is God's favorable announcement of salvation to the weak and lost in this broken world. The gospel of Christ comes directly from God. God is the author and deliverer of the gospel into the world through Jesus. The gospel of the kingdom of God was forged from the counsel of the triune Godhead even before the foundation of the world. And through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the gospel is fully revealed to this broken world. Dear friends, do you know the sure hope that is found in this gospel that belongs to God? This hope is found in what is called the kingdom of God. When we speak of the kingdom of God, we speak about God's rule and reign. This is what kingdom means in simple terms. It means reign and rule. It is a king's dominion, kingdom. You see, there is one thing that is necessary for something to be described as a kingdom. There must be a king who reigns and rules supreme. And so when the Bible teaches and when Jesus preaches about the kingdom of God, what is in view is God's kingly reign and rule. In particular, the reign of Christ Jesus as King of kings and Lord of lords. You see, Christ's lordship is fundamental to our understanding of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is that place where his reign is recognized openly and gladly. When Jesus came, God became man. It was a breakthrough of God's reign into this broken world and into the hearts of sinful men. God, through the person and work of Jesus Christ, came to restore his reign over all. We need to be careful here. We're not implying that there are places where God does not currently reign. For our God is sovereign, eternally reigning over all creation. Nothing in the history of the world and nothing that will come to pass exists apart from God's sovereign will, including the coronavirus. However, since the fall of Adam, the human race has been in open rebellion against God's reign. Since the fall of Adam, the world has been subjected to decay. Destruction and death was not present before the fall. God had created a beautiful world full of life and vitality. God's reign and rule was supreme. God reigned over Adam and Eve. They were his subjects created in God's own image, to whom he gave authority and dominion over this created world. But when Adam, in his God-given freedom, decided to listen to the words of that old serpent instead of the commands of God, God himself broke his relationship with Adam and the entire human race because of their sinfulness. God in his sovereignty permitted that Adam would from that point be under the dominion of a new master. Adam and his entire race would be under the dominion of sin and death, and Satan would be the prince of this world. Not just humanity fell, but the entire created order. The whole universe was affected by the fall of Adam. And thus we see brokenness in the world we now live in. God, who is still sovereign over all things, in his holiness withdrew his kingly reign from the hearts of men and subjected his created world to decay and destruction. This is the consequence of sin, to be made foreigners and enemies of the kingdom of God. And while we remain in this state, rebels and enemies against God's reign and rule, we have no hope. We have no salvation. In our sinfulness, humanity is fighting and struggling against God, damning God in their own hearts, whilst they unknowingly serve their master, who is Satan. But here is the good news Christ Jesus preached. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Christ Jesus came to restore his reign. He came giving hope to a broken world. When struggles come our way, and when difficulties arise, it is natural for man to look for a cure, to look for a way out of trouble. There has been a recent report that states that the pandemic has triggered a historic spiritual moment. Due to the feeling of disorientation, fragility and fear caused by this crisis, there is a growth in Bible reading. Online church services are booming. There is an ever-increasing desire in our population to hear good news. Since the fall, the broken universe and fallen humanity have been groaning for a fix and for a repair. We know that something is not right within us. We know that something is wrong in this world. As far back as the history of humanity goes, humans have been striving for progress, striving for improvement. We have been doing the best we can to better ourselves in a decaying world. Now, this is why the kingdom of God is good news. Because when God's supreme reign is realized over the transformed universe, in the hearts of his redeemed and glorified people, viruses, sin, evil, and death will forever be defeated and done away with. The Bible speaks of the time where Christ's reign would be fully realized, where at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The gospel of the kingdom of God is God announcing to humanity that he will restore his kingly reign through the person and work of Christ Jesus. So, even in today's pandemic situation, the gospel of God is the only news that brings sure hope to a broken world. The gospel of the kingdom of God speaks of a future physical restoration in a new heaven and a new earth. But for now, there is good news. For now, the gospel of God effects a spiritual regeneration unto eternal life, where the Christian from now on submits to the Lordship of Christ, to his merciful and gracious and loving rule. The true Christian is already bowing his knee and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And yes, Christ Jesus is Lord over all our current situations. When the pandemic hit me hard, when life struggles weighs over me, my hope is in Christ, who sustains and strengthens me. Friends, is Christ Jesus Lord of your life? Has his rule and reign been realized in your heart? Is your hope found in him alone? It is only through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that this divine restoration begins. You see, Jesus preached in the present tense. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. It is here, now, through Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigning. Throughout the Old Testament and through John the Baptist's ministry, God's people have been longing for the kingdom of God to come, for their broken world to be fixed and made new. The Jews of Christ's day were longing for a Messiah king, a mighty savior who would overthrow Herod's evil reign and cast out the Roman rule from that nation. But God's kingdom would not be limited to the Jews only. Christ came. He came proclaiming a greater kingdom, a kingdom that would extend beyond the borders of Israel, a kingdom through which all the nations of the world would be blessed. And so we continue to proclaim the kingdom of God today, even here in South Wales. This is the good news that is the gospel of God. You see, the announcement of Christ's reign is true hope in a broken world. Since the fall, God had promised to restore this broken world. A time where sin and evil would be overcome. A time when suffering and pain would be no more. We continue to long for that day. This is the sure hope we have in Christ. That day will come when Christ returns. But the hope of glory begins on the day of salvation. It begins when we submit to Christ's lordship. You are saved from your sinfulness and rebellion. And you are, from that moment, a citizen of the kingdom of God, an ambassador for Christ. The gospel of Christ is a sure blessing to all who gladly and openly submit to his reign today. At this point, we read the end of our text in verse 15. Jesus came preaching, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Whenever the gospel is preached, there is a call for a necessary response to the gospel. And herein is the response. It begins at the heart. Because of humanity's sinfulness, an inherent rebellion against God's reign, a major heart transformation is required. And you see, repentance and faith as a response to the gospel is evidence that the heart has been changed. A changed heart is a heart in which Christ is Lord. When Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, when he preached about his reign and lordship, Christ demands of us a complete surrender to him. Repentance and belief in the gospel are certain requirements in being partakers of the kingdom of God, in becoming citizens of his kingdom. They are evidences of a surrender to Christ's reign. With the current increase in people listening into online services, we praise God that through this crisis, countless men and women have had the opportunity to listen to the gospel. However, hearing the gospel is not enough to make oneself partakers of the kingdom of God. There is a command, a requirement that is tied in with the gospel. First, repentance. We must repent of our sins, our wrongdoings against God. In sin, we have not willingly and joyfully embraced, submitted to, and rejoiced in God's reign. In our transgressions, we have turned away from God, attempting to make ourselves king of our own hearts. For this, we must repent. We look for hope when struggles come our way. But we only desire that which our pride is left intact and self is preserved. But through repentance, genuine repentance, we are called to humble ourselves. We are called to recognize our need of forgiveness. Dear friends, it is only because of Christ's atoning work in suffering and dying. It is only through His saving work that we can be forgiven of all our sins. Repentance is coming to the foot of the cross and confessing that our sins are great and we need to be cleansed by the blood of Christ. Here is what the Bible teaches. If we confess our sins, He, that is God, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Psalm 32 declares, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Now, to know our sins are forgiven, isn't that wonderful news? In repentance, Christ Jesus forgives our sins. Now, secondly, Jesus commands that we believe in the gospel. We're speaking of faith. Without faith in the gospel, there can be no hope. The Bible describes faith in this way: for faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have been speaking of the kingdom of God, of Christ's reign. But can His kingdom be seen? Can His throne be touched? No, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith in the person and work of Christ is a necessary response to the gospel. Without faith in Christ, one cannot be saved. You see, for in the gospel, for in Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The Bible is clear in the Old and in the New Testament that the just shall live by faith. Faith is recognizing that because of our sins, we are unable to be justified before the throne of God. Faith is knowing that there is nothing we can do to earn a place in the kingdom of God. Because of our sins, we are locked out of God's kingdom. By our own righteousness, we stand in a place of condemnation. Now, faith is believing that we can only be saved, we can only be justified by the person of Christ, who is the mediator between God and man. Faith is believing that we can only be declared just by God through Christ's atoning work on the cross. Faith is fully trusting and resting on the righteousness of Christ afforded to us by His precious blood. By faith, I can say, I am saved. I am a citizen of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. This is the gospel Jesus preached. But have you responded to it? Friends, is the gospel of Christ your hope of glory even today? When our world is turned upside down, when our lives are filled with troubles and uncertainties, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Christ, is the only truth where hope is found. And so, to come to a close, I urge you to listen to the gospel and to rest on it. Do not look for hope in the world around you, because this world is broken. Instead, find hope in that which has come from without. Find hope in the gospel that belongs to God. Do not put your hope in that which is temporal, but put hope in Christ, who is Lord of all creation, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Let us hope in Christ, through whom the most wretched of sinners is forgiven and justified through faith. So, dear friends, recognizing that this is the only gospel that saves, let us hold on to it with all confidence, proclaiming in our hearts and lives that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, whose kingdom shall have no end. Let us pray. O Lord, thank you very much that you have given us your gospel. Thank you that through the person and work of Christ, through repentance of sins and faith in Jesus, we are justified, we are saved, we are called into your kingdom, we are made citizens of your kingdom, we are made co-heirs with Christ. We praise you, Lord, for your gospel. Lord Jesus, how great you are, and your reign is eternal, forever and ever. Amen.